Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to Simon Nun Beis, which is some people's favorite Simon in Shulchan Aruch. It's the Simon that talks about what you get to skip at davening when you come late to davening. Simon in Vadimi Shishal Levela Beis Akinesis Adji Shtabach. The Mechaber says he Bala Beis Akinesis Amatzot Tzibor Besof Psukah Dezimra. He comes to Shul and he happens to find them at the end of Psukah Dezimra. They got at the end of Psukah Dezimra. So number one, let's go through the Mishnah Berurah. He's caught an aleph over here, and he says, obviously, number one is that one has to know that he's supposed to come on time to davening, so you don't have to skip parts of Psukah Dezimra. Not only that, the Shari Tshuva brings down a sheet over here in Sivkot and Aleph. The Shari Tshuva says this whole simon is only for someone who once in a while misses and comes late and wakes up a little bit late. But if you bekvias come late to davening and you're always going to have to skip Psukah Dezimra, this halacha does not apply to such a person. Now, yeah, he also brings down a sheet, does, and we'll see now in the Mishnah Berurah is actually going to bring it down. The famous Maggid that came to the base to the base Yosef, the Maggid Meisharim over there, it talks about over there that he was against this whole idea of skipping it all out of Psukah Dezimra. You're not allowed to do it at all. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, after he says, Ki lechat chilo rei lebeis ha-knez v'ashkam k'deish le-yitzarech l'dalig, ki kotu asarim, asfarim, sha'am magid hizr lebeis Yosef. The Maggid was mazir lebeis Yosef, lebo lebeis ha-knezes v'ashkama, k'deish yuchol li-yispal k'seder v'lol li-dilug. In order that you could dive in k'seder the way that Anshei Knesset Agdola put it in, it's not just stam randomly. They put a couple paragraphs of Tehillim together and said, say it. No, it's the davka, it's supposed to say all these paragraphs and in this order. The Kia Osake, the someone who skips Mahapechatzinoros. He switches around the tubes. Imagine your plumbing system and you just decide to take this tube and put it over there and that one over there and skip a little bit over there. What's gonna happen to your plumbing? Your plumbing's not gonna work. The same thing over here says the Maggid of the Beis Yosef, Anshei Knesset Agdola understood the correct plumbing system, and therefore they put it into the system that it's supposed to work in the correct way, in the correct order. It's not supposed to be switched around. Nevertheless, even though this is true that one, lechatchila, should not be missing davening, should not be coming late to davening, these are going to be the halachas we're going to see over here, and that what one does when one skips. So we'll just finish the Mishnah Berurah over here. There are some tzaddikim who hold that even if they came late, they will not skip at all. There are some tzaddikim who hold that even if they came late, they will not skip at all. Even if it means them missing Tefillah b'tzibur, aval b'tshuvos chacham tzvisim and lamed vav katav. And once again, notice the important word aval. This is the way the Mishnah Berurah is paskening. That the chacham tzvisim shemach katav b'sefer azor shi shbali li palo seder. That which the Zohar says, they have to daven in the correct order. Hainu kishenu mispali mitzibur. That's when you're not davening with the tzibur. You're davening yachidus. You must go in order. Aval im echel avol beis kenesis ubash ketzibur mispali k'tei kuguli alma modu shi yedali k'tei mispali b'tzibur. That which we quoted earlier on, that some people will not skip around, that's only if they're davening b'yachidus. But they're davening b'tzibur, they're going to miss tefillah b'tzibur. L'kuli almost as a chacham si, you definitely are not going to miss tefillah b'tzibur. V'chein pasuk apri chadash. V'afil mishe'inu rogel yispali mitzibur v'tmidus. Even if someone doesn't normally daven the tzibur, nevertheless, she'inu mashkin kol kach, he's had a hard time waking up in the morning. Mikol makom, we know a couple of people like that. Mikol makom, mi'er lo a'iz apan shebal v'esek neses, umat tzibur b'sal b'sik dezimra, yasek kamoshe katab b'shulchan aruch, he should do like the Shulchan Aruch says over here. Now, koponim yesh the lischos, b'pam zeli, pali mitzibur. This time at least he'll be able to daven with the tzibur. V'ayim b'shari tshur, the davkim yochel lomar kol koponim baruch shamar v'asher yishtabach. Like we'll see soon in the Mishnah Berurah's position is that you at least have to say Baruch Shamar Ashrei in Ishtavach. Now let's go through the halachas over here. Says the Mechaber, at least part of the halachas. In Bala Beis Knesset Matzah Tzibur Besof Psukah Dezimra. If you find him at the end of Psukah Dezimra, Omer Baruch Shamar Ad Mula B'tish Brachot, which is the Bracha Baruch Shamar, V'achichach Tilul David, after you say Ashrei Ad Me'atav Yad Olam Ha'lucha, V'achichach Haluat Hashem in a Shemayim al Dei Sangrovo Haluka, which is the third Haluka, which is going to be the next after Baruch Shemar Ashrei Yishtabach, is going to be the next most important thing. Ve'acher kach Haluah b'kacho ad kol neshamat Haluka, which is the fifth Haluka. That's the next thing that you say. V'im yesh lo shus yoter. Then, if you have more time, says the Rama, Yomer Hodu Hashem kiru ad v'urachum. You say Hodu ad v'urachum v'yidalig ad v'urachum shekodem Ashrei, and you skip all the way to the hurachum before Ashrei. Ki mein time inu rak psukim lukatim, the parts in between the end of Hodu until the second v'urachum, then those parts here are not as important as other things. There's a v'achakach yishtabach, v'achakach yotzer kriyat shema b'rechosa, v'yispalo ima tzibur. Afterwards, you say kriyat shema b'rechosa, and then afterwards, you daven with the tzibur. Now, there's a lot of hesber that needs to be over here, so let's come and see these things. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sikon beiz besop psukin zimra. Wrote to Omer. Achar shiyaneach tefillin al rosho yom demit tzibur besop psukin zimra. Means after you put on tefillin, they're standing at psukin zimra, because putting on tefillin also takes time. The Chayyim points out, besides the things mentioned over here, you also have to say at least the bracha of Tilas Yadayim, okay? Elokai Neshama uBerkas HaTorah. Maureen of Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sol adds in also Asher Yatzar over here. Why dafka these things? Why are these brachas so important? Because if you don't say them now, you're going to miss out on these brachas. As the Mishnah Berurah goes on in the parentheses, he says over here, some hold you can't say Elokai Neshama after tefillah, ki yotze b'berachas mechayim esim, because you yotze with the bracha mechayim esim, which we learned earlier on. We have a machlokas. If you said avaraba, maybe you're going to be yotze b'berachas haTorah with that. Like we learned in Hilchos Tilas Yadayim, Simin Dalid, according to the Rosh, Tilas Yadayim is only for Tefillah. Therefore, if you've already davened, you'll not be allowed to say Al Tilas Yadayim. So these brachas you're going to lose out, perhaps at least Suffolk you're going to lose out on them. Therefore, you Chayyada writes, you also have to say these brachas for sure, Al Tilas Yadayim, Elokai Neshama, Birkas HaTorah. Aside from the fact you're going to say all these psukim, which some hold, that even if it's derech tefillah, you have to say berachas haTorah before them also. So those are going to be requirements. So Nevin Sol adds in also Asher Yatzar over here, because that very simply, if you don't say Asher Yatzar now, you might lose out on your Asher Yatzar once again if you have to go to the bathroom again. Furthermore, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Paskins Alach Lemaisa, that you have to say all of Berachas HaShachar, he gets it from the Ramah later on, okay, that you have to say Berachas HaShachar before saying Psukin Dezimra. Ruchayim Kimnievsky disagrees. He holds that you could say him after davening, and you don't have to worry about it. Rosh Shlomo Zalman holds that you have to go ahead and say this first. Okay, so now, what parts of Psukin is it? After you've now said, you have to say these brachas that we say according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman, you have to say all Berachas HaShachar, Lefachot, Berachas HaTorah, Elokai Neshama, Al Tilas Yadayim. Those are going to be chiyuv. Next we see over here is Baruch Shemar Ashrei Yishtabach. Those come next. What comes after that? So we see over here, he says the third and fifth Hallelujah. But for that matter, it also means after the third and fifth, we have the rest of the Hallelujahs also. The rest of the Hallelujahs come even before Hodu and before Vayivarach David, which we'll see in a second. Okay, so now over here, the Mishnah Berurah sounds like after you say the five Hallelujahs, if you have time for that, once again, what you do is, when you get right before you start Pesukah to Zimra, you basically know how fast the Tzibur goes. You make a cheshbon in your head of how much you could go ahead and say, and you try and say that. If you see you're before Yishtabach, and you had more time than you thought, so you could add in other paragraphs afterwards. Once again, you're going out of order, which is not such a great thing, but nevertheless, you're still saying the other parts of Pesukah to Zimra within the context of the brachos of Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach, so that's what you should do. So once again, Baruch Shamar Asher Yishtabach, then you have the fifth Hallelujah, the third Hallelujah, the fifth Hallelujah, the rest of the Hallelujahs. After that, sounds like from the Ramah, Yota Yomar Hodu Lashem Kirishu Advu Rachum. The next he would say is Hodu. The Mishnah Berurah brings on the Magen Avraham that disagrees. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikat and Dalet. Says once again, Rotsa Lomar, Yoter Michdei Shir Amir Al Mitila Davil Chol Hallelujahs Ad Kol Neshmat Hallelujah. Over here, the Mishnah Berurah says you first say all the Hallelujahs. Dame Kod Minadil Amir Sodo, that comes before Hodu, all five Hallelujahs. Sheheim Heim Iker Psukah DeZimra, because that really is the Iker Psukah DeZimra, is the Hallelujahs. Those are the best praises. The Kotav Amagir Avram Od, Damiris Zoyevarch David Ad L'Shem Tivartecha, Gankain Kodem Lahodu Lashem Kiru, Avalo Kodem Hallelujahs. The Magen Avraham writes, it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is passing like this, that Vayivarach David is also before Hodu Lashem Kiru Bishmo. So that's going to come before Hodu. So you have Vayivarach David until Ad L'Shem Tivartecha. At that point, that's going to come after the Hallelujahs. And then after that is Hodu. After that, everyone's going to get very, very confused. We're not going to discuss exactly what to do after that. That's enough for us to know. Goes Baruch Shemar Asher Yishtabach, Hallelujahs, Vayivarach David, Ad Shleim Tevartecha, and then Hodu Lashem Kirishmo until the end of that paragraph. Okay, so that's what's going to go on over there. What about Shabbos? What happens on Shabbos? What is the most important do on Shabbos of the Mishnah Berurah over here? Sivkatan. Hey, says over here, Adu Rachum Katav Achai Adam. B'Shabbos Yidaleg Amizmorim Shemosivim B'Shabbos Min Lam Natzeach Adi Yechavod V'Yomer Kama B'Chol Kihem Tadirim. Number one, all the paragraphs that we say during Chol, the regular Pesukim Tzimra that we have during Chol, those come before the extra things that you add on Shabbos. So those are always going to come first. Oh, if you said those things in the same order as we have during the Chol, you're able to say all the things you say on Chol. Then in Yesho Shuhus Yoter, Yomar La Natzeach LeDavid Menashaso Utfila LeMoshe. The first three paragraphs that we add in after, right before, in the middle of Pesukim Tzimra, after we finish the Hodu portion of Pesukim Tzimra, we say La Natzeach. The first three paragraphs until after Tefillah LeMoshe, those are going to be the next things you're going to add in from there. Okay? After that, he doesn't tell you any orders after that. But that would be the, I believe, Haluda, the long Hogula Shanki Tov. That's also an important one. If you could add in that, also Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos is also an important one if you had more time to add that. Then Kodin L'Shar Mizmor. Now, however, there's one that was one Yotzei Min HaKlal. And that he says like this, O Kotet B'Shabbos Mechuyav Lomar Nishmas V'Nikreis Berchas Hashir, except for Nishmas Kochai, that we also hold is a Chiyav, so much so Rav Nevinson holds that Nishmas is part of Yishtabach, and it gets the same equal status as Yishtabach. It's going to come even before the things that we say during Chol, and therefore Nishmas will be Goyah, Baruch Shama Asher Yishtabach, Nishmas would be part of that, the significance on Shabbos. Like Rav Nevinson holds, over he says over here, the nishmas comes even before the things of Chol. Okay, that's how we hold the halacha l'maisa. That would be in terms of Shabbos. Okay. A couple more things and we'll call it a day, and that is number one, Rosh Hashanah Zalman holds. We know that there's tefillah b'tzibur, that's really what we're trying to get at, and we all know that the shtick that people pull is if you don't do tefillah, you say it with the chazan. Okay, that is a milah of saying it with the chazan, to say Shmon Esrei with the chazan during Chazaras HaShas. Shlomo Zalman holds that although it is so significant to say Tefillah B'Tzibur, to actually say Shmon Esrei at the same time as the Tzibur, that we could skip parts of Pesukim Tzimra, he says you're not allowed to skip parts of Pesukim Tzimra in order that you could say it along with the Chazan. Meaning your guy came so late to Shul that even if you skip parts of Pesukim Tzimra, you're not going to make Tefillah B'Tzibur after you say all your Chiyuvim. So nevertheless, you would be able to say it along with the Chazan. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, no, you do not go ahead and skip Pesukim Tzimra in order to say it with the Chazan. That is not significant enough in order to have to skip parts of Pesukim Tzimra. So that is what it is. So therefore, we come out, Allah Chalamaisa, and it is good. There are certain things that are Chiyuvim. What are Chiyuvim to say? And we'll come back to this to the rest of the Mechaber tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, and come out with Allah Chalamaisa. The Chiyuvim are, you have to say at least the brachas that we say in the morning, Malentil Sidayim, Asher Yatzar, according to Rav Nevinson, Birchas HaTorah, and Elokai Neshama. You have to say those things in the morning before Pesukim Tzimra. Then you have Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, and Yishtabach. They're going to be absolutely Chayuvim, as we'll see tomorrow from the Mishnah Berurah. Then you have to say everything from Birkas Kriyat Shema through Shmon Esrei are absolutely chiyuv, and you're not allowed to skip any of them, including on Shabbos. Even the things you add on Shabbos from the Birkas Kriyat Shema, okay, Kelodon and things like those things are not allowed to be skipped at all, even if you're going to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur. Even if you're going to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur. Those are going to be the chiyuvim, and then we learn all the extra things that are better after that. During the weekday, you have the five halukas, specifically the third and the fifth one, and then you have a Yivarach David, and then you have Hodu LaHashem, the paragraph of Hodu, that those are the things that are going to be the most important, that not to go ahead and skip. Ezrat HaShem, we'll continue from here tomorrow. Adkan for today.